1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 8:32, and we're pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning by Hettlinger Developmental Services Director Jill Burton. We're going to talk about the Everyday Heroes fundraising campaign. Jill, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Ron?
Super fantastic here today, Jill. Merry Christmas to you.
And to you.
Thanks for taking some time to join us. As always, always a pleasure to talk to you. Well, let's get right to it here. Everyday Heroes fundraising campaign. How are things going?
Well, they are going a bit better than expected. We had a nice surprise this year. Our Everyday Heroes campaign, we do this annually to support the people that we serve, to make sure they're involved in our great community of Emporia. And our goal each year is $40,000. We typically have $20,000 of matching funds, and then we try to match that. But this year, after we secured our initial $20,000, we had an anonymous gift of an additional $15,000. So this year we've raised our goal to $70,000, which is unprecedented for us. And we are inching towards that goal. We still have about $10,000 yet to raise. But as the end of the year draws down, we're counting on people in Emporia, and gifts are still coming in.
Wow. So you're at 60 now?
We are, yeah, wow. Which is a, it goes so far. And I think the really neat thing about this drive is, because our mission here at Hettlinger is to make sure that the people that we serve are included in Emporia, that gifts to this drive really help our community in general. They go to support things like making sure the people that we serve are included in the rec center or can participate down at the Emporia Arts Council, so it really does kind of help support local organizations, not just the people that we serve.
Jill, we spoke a little while back, and you were talking about the different opportunities that are being presented to your clientele. And one of the things you talked about was their participation in the county fair, getting to be involved in some of the exhibits there. How do you think that this campaign is really going to help expand some of those options and some of those opportunities to give them opportunities that maybe we haven't seen before?
Yeah, so part of this drive is to support our horticultural therapy program. We have this beautiful new greenhouse down here, and this year, the summer, was our first year with it, and our horticultural therapy program is a favorite of people here at Hettlinger. They have this after the summer ended, they have spent time working on growing different plants to give to family members or friends of theirs for Christmas gifts, and now that we have a year under our belt, we know that there'll be even more interest in the county fair this next year. Horticultural therapy is a very unique. We're the only place in our region that has a horticultural therapy program for people with disabilities, and so that program is growing for us.
You put that well, and we're glad to hear it's growing. You grow a lot of things out there.
We do. Yes. We do.
That is very nice. Special is what that is. Let's talk about that greenhouse, Jill. You can see it if you drive by. And how's that went? I mean, has that been well received?
It has, yep. And there are a variety of different opportunities for the people that we serve in the greenhouse, both in the greenhouse and outside of the greenhouse. Learning about plants. We have somebody who has a goal that wants to learn more about plants. So they're working with our horticultural therapist on doing a presentation for different people that we serve about a variety of plants. Some people just walking out to the greenhouse, standing is physical therapy almost for them. And then for some people, touching something different, is a stretch and is a goal that they have. So there are a wide variety of activities and opportunities that take place in that greenhouse.
So what have you been growing out there?
You name it, and we're growing it. This summer, we we focused a lot on vegetables and some flowers. But the summertime was a lot of fun for us because everything that we grew there, we then brought inside to our new kitchen. We made a whole lot of salsa this summer. We grew some melons, and we made some different sorbets with melons. And so inside our facility, we have what we call our life skills and learning kitchen. And so we bring everything that we grew inside and teach people how to cook different things. And then we get to share that with everybody that comes here with us.
Jill, you'd mentioned that this is the only program of its kind for individuals with special needs in the region. Have you had other agencies, maybe from other communities, reaching out, trying to figure out how they can get a program like this started in their own backyard?
You know, not yet. Our horticultural therapist, Andrea, she does a great job of advocating for programs like this. She, you know, has her degree from K-State, and so we feel very, very lucky to have her involved with our program. She uses her network of resources to develop our program. There is a similar program in Fort Scott, and so when Trudy was still here, she kind of leaned on them to learn about how this program can develop. But you know, right now we've had different schools, though it's not necessarily horticultural therapy, but come to learn about our greenhouse and kids. I think we had our horticultural therapist Andrea. She gave a talk to a local FFA group. That this career path is an avenue for different people.
Yeah, really, really educational, and that's something that they can do the rest of their lives too. So
that's right.
Yeah, that is something very good. That greenhouse is spectacular out there, and it's great to hear Jill is being put to good use out at Hettlinger. What else is going on out there?
Well, we just had our Christmas party, and for the first time ever, we normally, for our Christmas party, I've been told our tradition was a big pizza party, but this year, because we have this beautiful new kitchen in our facility, the people that we serve made us lunch here in our own kitchen. They made lasagna and salad and desserts and rolls, and then we served our own lunch that was, cooked in our own kitchen here, and I got to give a nice shout-out to Griff's Diner, our neighbors up the road. We didn't have enough oven space, and the people up at Griff's Diner, great neighbors of ours, they allowed us to transport some of our lasagnas up there, heat them up, and then bring them back down here for us. I talk a lot about how serving people with intellectual and developmental disabilities really does take a community. And that, that one small gesture from our neighbors up the road really highlights the best of Emporia, that it really does take a community to support the people that we do. And we couldn't do it without all the hands here in Emporia.
Another Feel Good Friday story right there.
Huh? That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
It's
yeah.
So good. Uh-huh. it's a lot of fun. And, another neat thing with Griff's and, a wide variety of people and organizations in Emporia, Hettlinger is the only place in our region that offers employment support for adults with disabilities. And Griff's has hired somebody that we serve here to work with them there in their restaurant. And so they are also an employment partner with us. So we feel very lucky to have such great neighbors here in Emporia.
Well, and Jill, we just want to say, if you guys ever want to bring over some of the things you're growing there in the greenhouse for us to taste test or give thoughts on, we're more than happy to do that for you. Whatever helps the cause.
Okay, we will. As the growing season for food opens up for us, that'll happen in the spring. We will definitely bring some things your way. You bet.
And Jill, just one last question here. As we've talked quite a bit about the greenhouse and really the program that came along with that, are there plans for maybe future expansions of programming, something new that we haven't seen yet through Hettlinger in the near future?
Yeah, you bet. We are exploring ways how we can make that greenhouse setting a place of employment for people with disabilities. Right now it's used for therapeutic reasons only, you know, recreational setting and a therapeutic setting. But we are exploring different ways of how we can grow things to sell, and what that takes and what, you know, what that might look like for us as an organization and for the people that we currently serve and the people that we have yet to serve.
Go ahead.
I kind of envision growing things that maybe local restaurants would buy or you know, plant sales, things like that.
Yeah, getting them out to the farmer's market.
Right. Yeah, that's a big plan.
All right, Jill Burton, before we let you go, if people would like to donate to the Everyday Heroes fundraising campaign, how might they do that?
Well, you can do it online at hetlinger.org. There's a link there on our website. You can mail us a check down here at 707 South Commercial, or you can just go ahead and give a call and ask for me or Josh Blaisdell, who is our development officer here, and we can walk you through all the different giving options.
Always a pleasure, Jill, to talk to you. Keep up the great work, and Merry Christmas to you and everyone down at Hetlinger.
Yeah, thank you very much for your support. We sure appreciate you all.
And have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. Bye now.
Yeah, Jill Burton, who is the Hetlinger Developmental Services Director, doing great work down there, Tangen.
Yeah, absolutely. A great organization. Just does some wonderful things for people here in the community.
That is our Newsmaker 2 segment here on a Friday, KVOE Live and Local, 843, 52 degrees. Good morning.
Start the day off with good taste at